Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. I'm going to say again, life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness, property, prosperity. It appears that our new president is going to lead this nation toward sovereignty, toward liberty, toward our Constitution. To make America great, to put America first. America founded on independence. Government, as Abe Lincoln stated at Gettysburg, government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish. By the people. The people have been overly trusting. We've allowed elected officials to institute departments of bureaucracy with agendas. They've allowed lobbyists of radical groups to influence legislation. In this, we the people have had our governing rights stripped because we are the government. Our property rights taken and liberty nearly destroyed. Sovereignty, it's nearly no more. We have a new president. And what looks to be a great administration. They cannot go this battle alone. We have to be their boots on the ground. We have to take action in our own communities. We have to be aware. Take action. Do not be silent. It's difficult for me to keep up with all that I need to keep up with and to keep you informed. I have to rely and lean on other individuals and groups who concentrate, stand watch over different industries in this nation to keep me and you informed. The Cavalry Group is one of those I lean on heavily. Mindy Patterson, one of the best people, one of the greatest people that I know of, connecting the dots. She's laughing. I can hear her chuckling in the background. We're going to connect some dots today with a not-so-new attempt, once again, to take away more rights, to limit the people and their property through pretenses of good, truly meant for evil. We welcome back Mindy Patterson of the Cavalry Group. Mindy, I do. I'm not just saying that. I know you chuckle because you're very modest. But you are one of the best people I know that can look at these things and connect the dots.
Thank you so much. Well, I have a little bit of a lecture for your for your listeners. I'm frustrated this morning, as you and I have talked about so many times, and in the trenches to protect liberty and property, too many people fall for the disguise, as you just said. They say, these lawmakers and non-governmental organizations that are driving legislation always wrap it up in a pretty bow. They always sound like it's something that we have to pass this because the American people need more entitlements, or they need this or that, or this is a right, or whatever it is that they're wanting to be in such a hurry to pass through, to have our lawmakers pass at the federal, state, or local level. And it all boils down to this. I want your listeners to understand that we have a tendency, especially those who are very busy with animal-related businesses or animal enterprise, even animal owners. Sometimes we get so wrapped up in the weeds and the minutia of why a bill is okay, why it needs to be passed or not passed, or we need to fight this or compromise that. The bottom line, we don't need government telling us how to raise our animals, number one. We have enough laws. We already on the books that need to be just enforced. Let's just enforce the laws we already have. But moreover, let's not fall for, you know, we get so wrapped up in the details and the minutiae that we forget that, you know, unless these, we really don't need more legislation. Are these bills really helping you? Chances are they're not. And so instead of working to compromise, we need to work to completely eliminate this legislative push. Oftentimes, there's language disguised or embedded in a piece of legislation that wants to take away your constitutional rights. Right now, we have dozens of bills that are being introduced right now that all sound hunky-dory and like they're really needed to save animals, but they have language in them to take away right to due process, to allow animal control officers onto your property without having to obtain a warrant. This is absolutely appalling, and it should make everyone stand up and, you know, run to your state capitol and fight these bills. You know, get busy, roll up your sleeves, and fight this. This is chipping away at our Constitution.
You know, Americans have been lulled to sleep, and I think they're waking up. That's why we have Donald Trump, and I think that his administration is heading in the right direction. But, you know, I wonder, do they recognize, do they see all these things that are coming? I envision it like all, you know, like our U.S. map and all the highways and the little roads and everything, like little veins going through. Can they possibly see everything that's happening, such as this legislation that you sent me today?
Mm-hmm.
Do they even know this exists? Do they know this is happening? And it's up to us to say, whoa, wait a minute, what is this? Like you said, it's worded very nice. You know, they have it in 10 reasons. I mean, they're reasoning it. You know how good liberals are at logic.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the reasons down there, I want to get to some of these things because I want you to explain what it is to my listeners. They said it's going to be more economical. You know,
wow.
The wording of it, the TEASPA, I didn't say that right, will likely be good for the economy and save money. That was number nine. And it's called Traveling Exotic Animals and Public Safety Protection Act, the TEAP SPA. I don't know. It sounds good when you say SPA, but it's that's too many letters to rattle off. But the titles on each one of them, they've got 10 reasons here to support it. And I'm going to turn that around, and we're going to find 10 reasons plus to vote it down.
Exactly. Well, and the way we do that is with facts and science. You know, basically, the bill that you just referred to is a federal bill that wants to completely ban the ownership of exotic animals across the country. And it, even though the title says Traveling Exotics, and Public Safety Protection Act. It's basically a ban on circuses, a ban on ownership, private ownership of exotic animals. And again, as the left always does, they create a crisis that does not exist. And, you know, we've already seen Ringling Brothers succumb to the exhaustive defense that they have been put through to protect their animal related business, which is the circus, and it's more so than just a business. It's been an American tradition. And the radicals on the left don't like American traditions, and they also don't like people making a living with animals. They're very much opposed to anybody who makes a profit of any kind. They're against capitalism. And if you make money raising, breeding, or, you know, using animals in any way, shape, or form, they're opposed to it.
Number eight here under their title of economics says the show and the jobs will go on. Well, they didn't go on for the Ringling Brothers after they had to do all their compromising. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. I don't know if you realize how important this is. 877-895-5410. Mindy and Beth Ann will be right back. Thank you. My satellite provider was the last to support the old Star Guide 3 satellite receivers. Come late spring 2017, the change will be instituted to XDS receivers. This is not a choice. This is a must, a do-or-die situation for CSC Talk Radio. CSC Talk Radio is fighting for rural America. Nationally syndicated means CSC Talk Radio is heard on stations across this nation. $40,000 is needed for satellite receivers. An additional $20,000 is needed to upgrade and make compatible my studio equipment. It has been my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here as your voice across this great nation. I need your support, and I need your rescue now to keep CSC Talk Radio on the air. Please donate GoFundMe.com, CSC Talk Radio, or Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, and specify satellite support. Keep CSC Talk Radio alive, and let's continue to bring America home.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from legal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting with Mindy Patterson of the Cavalry Group. And I want to talk a little bit later, if we have time. You know, this show's an hour long, but it's usually about 45 minutes when you're with me or shorter. I want to talk about the Cavalry Group and how we can help you help stay on top of this and fight this thing, these things that are coming down. But I want my listeners to understand how vitally important this is to liberty, to property rights. And like I said, you're one of the best at connecting the dots. This legislation, these lobbyists, HSUS and ASPCA and PETA, when they fight everything with the animals and they show those pictures of the sad puppy dogs not being taken care of and, you know, all of that is staged. Most of it is staged. And it's not the truth of the industry. And they will play on emotions and feelings of people who absolutely have no idea about the industry. I was at your Liberty Summit this last summer. And I met a lot of people who deal with different animals, including the exotic animals and how they... Now, I had a little trouble with the ones with the snakes. You know, understanding how they warm up to the snakes. But it's how much they loved their animals.
Mm-hmm.
It was just amazing to me. Not that they love their animals, but to listen to them and how they light up when they're talking about their animals, whether it was the bears, which, you know, I have a fetish about bears, but the bears or the... or the elephants or the snakes or the cats. And, you know, listening to their stories and how they have, how their industry has been damaged by the legislation and the harassment of these organizations was just, it was heartbreaking.
Exactly. Well, our organization is about protecting those who are responsible animal owners and animal businesses that are working very hard daily to abide by all the many already existing laws. And I cannot think of any industry that's regulated more than the pet industry and animal agriculture and all these other industries that involve raising, breeding, and handling of animals. It's just, it's insane to keep up with all of this. But as you just stated, there are so many organizations out there that play upon the emotions to force the American people into believing that all of these people are unscrupulous. And they do so to raise money. They lie about all these people who are doing it right and jumping through hoops, who care about their businesses. We don't need more laws. We need to remove the chokehold of regulations and start getting back to allowing the free market to do what it does and quit allowing the government to choose winners and losers when it comes to animal enterprise. And the Cavalry Group is about protecting all of these legal businesses against unwarranted seizures, against unwarranted search, against government coloring outside of the lines, basically, and implementing rules and regulations that are inconsistent with the law. And as you said earlier in your introduction, Beth, all these government agencies, people forget that they work for the people. Mm. And these are unelected bureaucrats. We didn't put them into these positions. They're unelected bureaucrats who are running roughshod and have been against the American people. And quite honestly, that's the crux of why Donald Trump was elected president, because as a businessman, he saw the egregiousness of that in and of itself, and he's put a stop to it already. He froze a lot of these pending regulatory rules that were put into place just before he took office on January 20th. What a smart man. He just went straight to the pressure point and stopped it. And these government agencies, through the rulemaking procedure, have been implementing these new rules and regulations that these animal rights groups have been pushing and pushing and applying pressure and bully tactics to get these agencies, whether it's USDA or the Department of Natural Resources or U.S. Fish and Wildlife. The fox has been in the hen house. But all these agencies act like it's okay for them to pass all these new regs overnight. And then we have the legislative side where things actually do go through the process through the lawmakers at the local, state, and federal level. But they're all cloaked in this moderate-sounding language that actually takes away our right to due process and gives way too much power to the sole discretion of an inspector or a commissioner or an ag director. It's not up to them. Again, it's up to them to enforce the laws already in place, but they should not be picking winners and losers, so to speak. You should not be, they should not be the judge, jury, and executioner.
A lot of these laws do that. Let me say something to my listeners here. We've talked about in the past, and it's been a while since we mentioned it, the EPA using drones to spy on the farmers over their property and over their land.
Yeah.
This is no different. This is the same thing, but it's not coming from a government. Well, the legislation would be, but at this time. But HSUS and the ASPCA, they are not government agencies. But somehow they've gotten into that. Like she said, the fox is in the hen house. Mm-hmm. They've gotten into that. And they're doing the same things against your property. Your animals are your property. Your animals are your livelihood. We know you love them. We know you want to take care of them. You know, I had my sponsor on yesterday of Gold and Silver. And I had a young woman named Stephanie call from Texas, Mindy. And she says, we're goat farmers. And I'm thinking, isn't that just awesome? Because we, it's... That's what we're about. I mean, well, I'm serious. That's what we're about, is rural America, Americans that are trying to, you know, think outside the box and do things that are healthy and good for their families and their friends, and maybe make a little living at it at the same time. But
exactly.
I know how the ASPCA and HSU has come in on any animal industry, whether it's goats, rabbits, whether it's the circus, whether it's the horse and carriage, whether it's the cattleman, whether it's the, you know, the hog farmer. It doesn't matter to them. They're going to come at you. They don't want you to have animals. Mm-hmm. They don't want you to have to eat meat. And it goes on beyond reasoning, as they say, 10 reasons to support this crazy legislation. It goes beyond reasoning, and it is against your rights. It takes independence. It takes liberty. It takes it all away. The animals, your industry, is your property.
Absolutely, yes. And oftentimes our own side hands it over on a silver platter because we're not paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
Or we want to collaborate with the enemy thinking that, you know, if we feed the crocodile, he'll leave us alone. We, you know, incrementalism is our greatest enemy in this fight. And we animal owners, animal enterprise, need to wake up and realize we need to draw a line in the sand and quit compromising. It's not doing anything. We need to just, you know, realize that these animal rights groups, HSUS, ASPCA, PETA, and a lot of these fringe groups and splinter groups that are sort of subgroups of all these bigger ones, are out there pushing this legislation at the local, state, and federal level to fool the American people into believing that animal welfare is a crisis across the country. It is not a crisis. We have so many laws that are choking off everyone, as you just said, trying to make a living, raising, breeding, working with animals. So to that I say, we don't have an animal welfare crisis. We have an animal rights crisis, and too many people are falling for their agenda.
Oh, absolutely. And it's, you know, something else that's going on with this is, you mentioned compromise. Let me go back to that. If you're not in the animal industry and you really don't understand what we're talking about, I know you understand the word compromise. And we, the people, have been very patient for a very long time, and we have compromised. And one example of compromise will not stop them is gun control. Every time we compromise, they come back with something else. Well, we don't want you to have this. We want to limit that. And it goes on and on and on. And they're never going to be happy until it is completely gone. And you no longer have the right to carry a gun. And you no longer have the right to own an animal. Even a pet, whether it's your little kitty cat or your puppy dog. They don't want you to own animals. Done deal. That's what they're after. So all the compromising is just bringing them closer to their agenda. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. I'm visiting today with Mindy Patterson of the Cavalry Group. Go to their website, thecavalrygroup.com. Thecavalrygroup.com. Give them a call at 855-748-4210. But she's on the phone with me right now, so you can call her right here at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. For Liberty, Mindy and Beth Ann will be right back.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send an email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company, Tis of Thee, listing 50 Patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company, Tis of Thee, is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company, Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSE Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company, Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSC Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSC Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and I'm visiting today with Mindy Patterson of the Cavalry Group. You can visit their website. It's an awesome website, and they will keep you up to date. Just go to thecavalrygroup.com, thecavalrygroup.com. We were talking about this legislation. Now, you've got an alert, oppose Indiana HB 1332. Tell us what this is.
Basically, that's an exotic animal ban. And again, you know, it's important for your listeners to remember, if you're not steeped in the animal issues, a lot of these animal rights groups prey upon the emotions of people who aren't living in the trenches daily to protect their animal enterprise. So they paint this frightening, emotional, urgent picture that is the opposite of the truth, and they use these images to pass legislation and raise money, basically, and the both of which are taking away our right to own animals. And it's important for people to understand that while they're painting this picture of these animals that are quote-unquote dangerous, the reality is that many of these animals that they are working to legislate out of our lives and take away from human care, a lot of these animals have been bred and raised in the hands of these private owners that they want to remove from them. And number one. And number two, a lot of these animals are in private care because they are saving species. The wild really no longer exists out there in the world. A lot of animals are quickly gaining a place on the endangered species list, which is another conversation because a lot of these animals, while they're endangered, the animal rights groups have hijacked the Endangered Species Act, too, making it something that it's not. But that's for another conversation. But my point is that the wild really doesn't exist as many people immediately believe that it does. Elephants, many species of big cats are endangered seriously from poachers and just habitat loss out there in their native lands. So if we take away these species from their private owners who are doing this amazing job of conservation to protect these species and keep these animals in our lives for future generations, they will be wiped off the map if they're taken out of the hands of private owners. But as you said earlier, Beth, that's the goal. But they paint this emotional picture like, you know, someone doesn't have the right to own these animals, or they're putting other people in danger by owning them. It's just like the gun control situation, like you mentioned. Is the whole world in danger by, you know, people owning guns? And does that mean that there's not some, you know, very small number of people who are not responsible? Sure, but we can't live our lives by that gauge, as you said.
Oh, absolutely not, because then you take you remove the rights, but you also remove the protection from those who are not the crazies out shooting people, because
exactly.
Now you don't have any resource to protect yourself.
Right.
And also, of course, we know it's not just about protecting yourself from bad guys. Also, the animals. Now, one of the most interesting, and I had him scheduled, and it's my fault I haven't got back to him, that I met last summer at the Liberty Summit, is he has, okay, I'm going to say it all wrong, but you'll remember it real quick. He has a farm, a ranch in Texas, where he's got the animals that are kind of the overflow from zoos. And people come to hunt?
Yes, that's Charlie Seal and the Exotic Wildlife Association, and they're actually doing amazing work in conservation to protect species. I mean, they have been, their group is amazing. I can't say enough great things about Charlie Seal and his Exotic Wildlife Association. They've taken species of animals that have been wiped off the map in South Africa and have continued to propagate their species in Texas and keep them in existence. It's amazing.
And healthy. They're healthy. They're
healthy.
In existence. They're in a good environment, a wild environment. They roam, and they do the hunting to keep that in check.
Correct.
And it's something that he still gets harassed by the ASPCA and the HSUS and these groups, and they lack understanding, or they just plain don't care. When you try to explain to them, no, what's going on in Africa, this animal's gone.
Right.
This animal no longer exists there.
Mm-hmm.
This is where we're keeping this animal from going into extinction. And it was amazing to hear him, and I had him scheduled, and he had a family thing come up, and he had to cancel at the last minute, and I just haven't gotten back to him. But it was so interesting how he explained it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I never stop to think. They get into the overflow of the zoos, or when the zoos close, they don't know what to do with the animals, and that's what they do. And they take them in, and they take good care of them, and they kind of live in the wild. And, yes, they have – it's a hunting range. So I thought it was so extremely interesting.
Well, he preaches the same message that you and I do, that it all boils down to ownership of private property.
Absolutely.
And liberty. And without private ownership of these species, they will go extinct and they will disappear. It is not up to government. It is not up to these government agencies to, you know, a lot of them say that, it, you know, they know better, but we know that they don't, and they certainly don't, because government is not the efficient way or the right way to do these things. So we have to get it back into the hands of the private owners. But that is what all of this legislative, this tsunami of legislative force that takes place every year in the state houses across the country, we have to wake up and pay attention. You know, and that's everybody across the board. Pay attention to what's going on in your city council, county councils, planning and zoning commissions, and in your state legislative state houses. So as you mentioned earlier, we have a platform on our website, and it's very easy to use, and we encourage all of your listeners to go there. A lot of these things are that we're getting ready to put up on the website are for federal bills, so anybody can use our platform and send letters with the click of a button to your lawmakers. We do have state bills up here, and you have to be a constituent of the state in which they're being introduced, but it's a very easy way to send letters to your state representative and state senator to oppose legislation or support legislation, depending on the bill. But we have this platform available on our website because we want to make it as easy as possible for people to fight back. So if you go to our website, click on the Action Center tab at the top of the screen, and there's a drop-down. And there's a federal and state legislative campaigns that you can click on, and you can see the list is growing every day, and we're updating it as we speak, so it's going to continue to grow. But there's federal and state legislation, and then there's a flash map below that that lists all of the legislation that's popping up in different states. And it's daunting. I mean, it's an exhaustive thing to try and keep up with every year because the state legislative campaigns are sneaky. And the Humane Society of the United States, when they ask for money, keep in mind, they're paying for state directors in every single state to go to the state house and lobby to push legislation. And that's actually their state directors on top of their lobbyists are pushing legislative efforts in all 50 states to take away our rights to own animals.
And it's all animals. All animals, whether you're a farmer, whether you're a rancher, whether you raise rabbits, whether you're a magician, whether you're involved in the circus or exotic animals in some way, every single horse and carriage, every single, including the Tennessee walking horses. They don't like that either. You think they're going to shut down the Kentucky Derby? We're going into a break. They would love to. They're after it. 877-895-5410 is the number to call to visit with Mindy. Go to their website. Stay informed. TheCavalryGroup.com. The cavalry's coming to help you. That's the cavalry, not cavalry. Cavalry. TheCavalryGroup.com, and Mindy and Beth Ann will be right back. My satellite provider was the last to support the Old Star Guide 3 satellite receivers. Come late spring 2017, the change will be instituted to XDS receivers. This is not a choice. This is a must, a do-or-die situation for CSC Talk Radio. CSC Talk Radio is fighting for rural America. Nationally syndicated means CSC Talk Radio is heard on stations across this nation. $40,000 is needed for satellite receivers. An additional $20,000 is needed to upgrade and make compatible my studio equipment. It has been my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here as your voice across this great nation. I need your support, and I need your rescue now to keep CSC Talk Radio on the air. Please donate GoFundMe.com, CSC Talk Radio, or Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, and specify satellite support. Keep CSC Talk Radio alive, and let's continue to bring America home.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists, yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7, or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20, or a wristband for $5, with two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
Galaxy Press brings you a world of fiction and imagination. From the time when the West was wild and cowboys worked hard and battled for property and honor as they rode for the brand, the Western series are family-friendly Western stories. Will the good guys win? If you'd rather travel in space and ahead in time, your imagination will know no bounds with intergalactical drama, Battlefield Earth, an award-winning science fiction book. Mankind has to battle its way back from near extinction. Galaxy Press, publishing the forgotten fiction books, pure entertainment. By L. Ron Hubbard. L. Ron Hubbard, best known as a fiction author, Galaxy Press has made available his Western series as well as Battlefield Earth, Earth Before Star Wars. Escape today's politics. Enjoy audiobooks or sit down with pages in hand, far away from the day's toils and life's chaos. Visit galaxypress.com and order any or all of the Western series, or visit battlefieldearth.com. Mankind fighting his way back from extinction. Galaxypress.com. The Civil War did not end slavery, but it did put over 8 million black and white Southerners into the bondage of poverty. The Kennedy twins, authors of the best-selling book, The South Was Right, have done it again with their latest book, Punished with Poverty, The Suffering South. Did you know that slavery lasted 70 years longer in Massachusetts than it did in Mississippi? And did you know that until the end of the Civil War, the South was the wealthiest section in America, but since then, it is America's poorest? The war upon the South was initially executed to destroy real states' rights and make the federal government supreme in America. As pointed out in Punished with Poverty, the defeat of the South made big government in America not only possible, but it made it inevitable. Visit KennedyTwins.com. First it was our Native Americans, then it was our own Southern states. While nobody likes to talk about subjugation, we are now an entire nation ruled by big government, the feds. And dare I say, sovereignty is nearly dead. Punished with Poverty. Order today. KennedyTwins.com. Visit KennedyTwins.com. And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Mindy Patterson of the Cavalry Group. I want you to join the Cavalry Group. You might not be in the animal industry, but they need your support. And don't think for 1 minute that just because you're not in the animal industry, that this does not affect you. This is property rights. This does affect you. Go to thecavalrygroup.com, thecavalrygroup.com. Mindy, you know tomorrow, I'm going to turn this over to you and let you keep my listeners informed here on this last segment. I wanted to tell you tomorrow, you know, I made a big deal here a year and a half ago, almost 2 years ago, I guess. I hit my 1,000th show.
Oh, wow.
And
congratulations.
Tomorrow I hit 1,500, so I will be 500 more up. So.
Oh, my gosh.
We'll see if we make it to 2,000. We got a lot of challenges ahead here in the next few months. But I want you to visit with my listeners, just you and them for a little bit.
Beth, you do an amazing job, and I love how you just connect all these dots also for all of your listeners to all these different issues, but it does all boil down to liberty, and it does all boil down to our right to private property and the Constitution. You do an amazing job, and thank you. If I had anything to wrap up to say to your listeners, it's that, you know, you have to remain vigilant, and it is our belief at the Cavalry Group that even though things may be on a better course at the federal level with Donald J. Trump in the White House and his administration is going to be rolling back a lot of these egregious things that were put into play by the Obama administration, I think we need to really focus on the state and local level, because that is where the animal rights groups and the environmental extremists are focusing their attention in the coming months. And I also can't say that without including pay attention to what's going on in your schools. They have infiltrated.
Oh, yeah.
The animal rights groups especially have infiltrated and embedded themselves in curriculums and it's not just public schools, it's private schools too. This ideology that is completely against our American way of life is being taught in our schools, and especially at the colleges and universities that have all become indoctrination centers. But we have to remain vigilant and take action. And by when I say take action, I mean get to know your state representative, get to know your state senator, get to know your council people and who's on the school board. Pay attention to what's going on and whether what they're pushing at the local level is in the correct alignment with our Constitution. Pay attention and make sure that we're headed on the right course to protect private property. And the very cornerstone of what we provide at the Calvary Group is to make sure that the rule of law is in check for all of our members. The rule of law provides that Americans are innocent until proven guilty, and that is something that has become even a gray area at times, even with a lot of these animal rights groups and animal control people that are working with the sheriffs across the country. And I don't want to get too much off course from our legislative talk, but someone just sent me a private message on Facebook. A very dear friend who's a cattle rancher up in North Dakota reminded me to mention that all these animal rights groups are training law enforcement officers. And these law enforcement officers and are under the umbrella of the National Sheriff's Association oftentimes, who has agreed to collaborate with the Humane Society of the United States.
Well, let me just quickly remind everyone, and this was, 4 years ago, maybe more, when the HSUS took the sheriff on the property of Mr. Jennings, I believe Jennings is the right name, in Nebraska, took their horse and put it down right there, and the sheriff was right with them. So you got to be careful.
Well, which is why it's so important to support the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, because they're overseeing a lot of the sheriffs, county sheriffs across the country to make sure they uphold their oath to the Constitution.
Yeah.
And so, again, you know, a lot of these things are subtle and sneaky, and they look great, and too many people just assume that the National Sheriffs Association is doing their job and aligning themselves with the Constitution, but we can't take anything for granted. And the egregiousness and the ideology of the animal rights and the environmental extremists are going to focus their attention in the months and years to come at the local level. And we really need to zero in and pay attention. And I also want to ask your listeners, if you have legislation that's popping up in your state or in your county or your city, please let us know at the Calvary Group so we can set up a platform and help you fight back at the local level.
And again, go to thecavalrygroup.com, thecavalrygroup.com. If you're not a member, why don't you tell them how to become a member?
Go to the website, click the join button. We have different categories for membership. Many of the different levels are for people who have animal-related businesses, but we have an associate membership for those who just want to support our efforts. And it's an affordable annual membership, and it keeps us afloat so that we can keep fighting back.
Absolutely, and we've got to fight back. Like I said at the beginning, Donald Trump and his administration, President Donald Trump and his administration, cannot possibly do this alone. It is up to we, the people. We've got to stay vigilant. It is absolutely imperative, or liberty will be gone. They cannot do it alone. They're going to be fighting the media. They're going to be fighting all the Democrats. They're already fighting. They don't want to okay his administration, his cabinet. He's fighting the rhinos, and it's just not going to stop. They're going to be fighting these groups, HSUS and ASPCA. I'm certain that they're going to be fighting them as well. And there's other organizations that are doing the same thing in another industry that they're going to have to fight. So it's up to we the people. It's up to the cavalry group. You got a big job ahead of you, girl.
We have to question everything. You know, I think, I don't know about you, but, and actually I know you feel this way too, but a lot of these laws and new things that pop up, you know, they sound great. Well, we need to question them, regardless of what side of the aisle they come from. We need to question them and hold, as you just said, hold these lawmakers accountable. They work for us. We put them there. And if we don't like the job they're doing, we need to vote them out of office.
Absolutely.
And we need to make sure that our lawmakers are in line with our constitutional principles, our American way of life, and hold them to it.
And we are out of time again. Thank you, Mindy. Let's get back on real quick. I want to know how this is going down, how it's channeling out, and let's get you some more members as well so we can keep you fighting for us. But it's up to us. She can't do it alone. Donald Trump can't do it alone. Neither can his administration. It's up to every single one of us to bring America home.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company, Tis of Thee, listing 50 patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company, Tis of Thee is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company, Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSE Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company, Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSC Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the Range. The Civil War did not end slavery, but it did put over 8 million black and white Southerners into the bondage of poverty. The Kennedy twins, authors of the best-selling book, The South Was Right, have done it again with their latest book, Punished with Poverty, The Suffering South. Did you know that slavery lasted 70 years longer in Massachusetts than it did in Mississippi? And did you know that until the end of the Civil War, the South was the wealthiest section in America, but since then, it is America's poorest? The war upon the South was initially executed to destroy real states' rights and make the federal government supreme in America. As pointed out in Punished with Poverty, the defeat of the South made big government in America not only possible, but it made it inevitable. Visit KennedyTwins.com. First it was our Native Americans, then it was our own Southern states. While nobody likes to talk about subjugation, we are now an entire nation ruled by big government, the feds. And dare I say, sovereignty is nearly dead. Punished with Poverty. Order today. KennedyTwins.com. Visit KennedyTwins.com.